about something that if you, after you break up the ground, something that goes through with little teeth like this to make it break it up even finer. Was there something like that that had metal teeth down?
Well, yes, he had something that after the crop was planted, and when it'd get up about this high, and maybe grass stuff coming up in it,
mm-hmm.
that it had teeth, isn't it, about this long?
Mm-hmm.
It was some kind of a plow, and he had it had a name, but
uh-huh.
I can't remember.
Well, what about something called a harrow or a harrow? Was
yeah,
it?
These harrows up the dirt. And a lot of times they'll do it good enough that they don't have to turn the land. Just go ahead and plant
mm-hmm.
behind the harrow.
Okay. And when you put the wheels onto a wagon or I guess a car or whatever, what do you call that thing that they fasten the wheels onto in there? Did you have something that you called an X or an axe or an axle, something like that?
Axle, yes.
Uh-huh.
Axle.
Okay. And if you have a straight razor, you know, like men used to shave with, and they had a piece of leather that they would sharpen it on, what did they call that piece of leather?
Razor home.
Okay. And what sort of ammunition do you put into a revolver? You know, a kind of a gun, you'd say for the gun, we have to have some, or you might say they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank
cartridges.
Okay. And, if you tie a rope on a tree limb and put a seat on it so that you can go back and forth like that, you're making a what?
Swing.
And what did you all used to burn coal?
Burn coal.
In the fires or the fireplaces?
Yeah, some folks did.
And
we never did.
Do you know what they might have called a container that you keep nearby to keep coal in or carry coal in?
No, but I've seen them and they look like a bucket.
Okay.
But they kind of have a mouth, two of you
uh-huh,
know.
Uh-huh. You ever heard it called a coal scuttle or a coal bucket, either one? You don't know?
No, I don't believe I have.
Okay. And what do you have that when you used to have a wood stove out that runs from up from the top of the stove like this up to the chimney?
Pipes.
How's that?
Stove pipes.
Okay. And what about a little small vehicle to carry something in, say bricks or something that had a little wheel in the front and two handles to push it by?
Wheelbarrow.
And if something is squeaking to make it stop, what might you put on it?
Grease.
Okay. And if somebody did that to his car yesterday, how would you say that? Yesterday he, what the car, he?
Lubricated?
No, but using the word grease, you might say yesterday he?
Greased the car.
Okay. And if you've got grease all over your hands, you might look at them and say, oh, my hands are all?
Greasy.
Okay. I don't know whether we picked that up or not. Would you say it again? My hands are all
greasy.
Okay, I was afraid the noise might have drowned you out.
Uh-huh.
And if you have a door hinge that's squeaking, what would you say you ought to do to it? Put a drop of